Another topic which was brought up is how do we divide the tasks between husband and wife? And here there are a few things which are critical, and then there are many things which depend on the couple, and a lot of it is up to them to decide. I'd say point number one, which is critical, is that when it comes to respect, that's the responsibility of both. Very often, even last week, I was talking to a father of a bride, and she said to me, he said to me, well, if she chooses a wedding ring and he doesn't like it, then she's not going to wear it, because he's the husband and she's going to respect what he says. And I was a little taken aback. This was an old-fashioned father. I could understand that she should care and maybe not get something he doesn't like, but the way the father was saying it was like he's the man of the house. I think that the halacha expects that a husband respects his wife and a wife respects a husband, and each one cares for one another, and respect plays itself out in many ways. And that's number one. When we discuss division of tasks, the basis is mutual respect. And sometimes you love more and sometimes you love less, but respect always has to be there. The next thing is what it says in the Ksuba. A husband is taking responsibility. A husband is taking financial responsibility. And even though today it's become very normal that a husband will learn Torah and the wife is going to support, at the end of the day, you're still taking the financial responsibility. And it's very important that the wife feels that she knows that even if she's the one working right now, at the end of the day, the responsibility is by you, so that she can feel less pressure. It's one thing that a wife is doing the work. It's another thing that a wife knows that at the end of the day, you're taking the responsibility and you're taking her, so to speak, under your wing, which is the way the Torah refers to it. So might be she's making all the money right now. But there's a difference between making the money and feeling the pressure to make the money, and making the money and not feeling the pressure and knowing that I have a capable husband. Which brings us to the third point, which is it's the responsibility of both spouses to give the other one a feeling that they are a responsible and accomplished person. Meaning, sometimes a wife is perfectly happy that her husband is spending all day at home in front of the easel making paintings, which no one buys and doesn't earn them a penny. But she feels like she's married a great artist, and that's great. And no one can argue with her. I know many couples like that, where the husband is a fantastic artist and no one else but the wife thinks so. But she's perfectly happy working and dedicating herself to his art, and sometimes that art could be music, and sometimes that art could be on the easel, and say, yeah, there are all kinds of forms of art. It doesn't matter. There's no one who can define for a couple what makes a person feel like I'm married to someone accomplished. But everyone is entitled to feel that their spouse is doing something which is worthwhile. And that's something which has to be taken into account. A husband can't stand and lecture his wife for 15 hours why his art is so worthwhile, why one day he'll be discovered, etc. I mean, if he's smart, he can try to convince her. I have no issue with that. That's their issue. It's between them. But at the end of the day, he has to realize, and she has to realize, that it's very, very hard, bordering the impossible, to be married and feel like the person you're married to is not an accomplished, is not a productive and positive individual. And that means that sometimes a person has to compromise. Sometimes a person has to find ways in order to make that happen. It goes both ways. Both sides of the coin can work on that. Now, within the home, how do we divide things? So some people will tell you the husband should be in charge of the money and the wife should match everything with the husband. Other people will tell you the husband spends too much and the wife should be in charge of the money. I think that's something a couple has to figure out between themselves, what works for them. As far as doing dishes, so there's no halacha that says the wife has to be the one standing there doing the dishes. Yes, it is discussed that in a classical scenario, the husband is the breadwinner and the wife is in charge of the laundry and making the beds and other things. But it's also discussed that if she brings into the marriage all kinds of servants, then that frees her from a lot of her tasks. So if you have a dishwasher and you have a washing machine, you have a lot of other things that make life easier, so she's freed from a lot of tasks. Today, we've switched roles on many fronts. Women are working outside the house, something they didn't used to do. So you can't come and say, well, it's your job to do X, Y, or Z. We both have to figure out what works. And that's why sometimes the husband is going to be the one doing the dishes. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's no one formula that says this is what's right in the home. When it comes to raising children, that's where the division of tasks gets more complicated. When it comes to all the household chores, so that's more a question of what the couple can figure out that works for them. If the husband is killing himself all day working outside the house, well, it could be the wife is killing herself inside the house raising the kids. It still leaves room for the husband to help inside the house with household chores. When it comes to raising the children, so then the classical framework is that the wife does the prime part of the child rearing and the husband has his roles within that. That's classical. The question is it practical today? If the wife is fielding a 9-to-5 job just like the husband, so then there's a big question who's going to be doing the child rearing. It's primarily the household help or the gan you send them to. And then you run into all kinds of challenges and questions how to divide. What's very important is that the children get a lot of love. Classically, it's easier for a wife to give the love that children need. A father has to give his love. But women, by their nature and the children's nature, so even when the child's crying, his nature is to run to his mother more than his father. And all the small things that a child encounters in his daily life, so it's more natural for a woman to have the time and the patience, more the patience than the time, to deal with it caringly and lovingly. Whereas us fathers are more like, what's the problem? Bottom line, you know. Without all the tears, what's going on? It's not a strength of ours, it's a weakness of ours. But given that our temperaments are different, so that's why usually in a classical situation, a woman's temperament lends itself more to raising children, and a man's temperament lends itself more to being a father, which it means he's going to be the breadwinner, and he's going to have the specific amount of times, which might be supper, which might be taking the kids out to ride bikes in the evening, depending on when he gets home, and is primarily focused on the weekend, the Shabbos, when he could invest in the children. And there the father has a responsibility to give the children the care and be involved in what's happening in their lives, to ask them what's going on, to help his wife on the Shabbos, to have the children on his lap, to sing with them, to go over with them what they learned during the week, to take time to speak to the children as a group, to take time to sit with each one on their own. And that might mean dividing up your time, where you take one kid with you before Kabbal Shabbos and you learn with him, and another kid with you after the meal Friday night, and another kid with you Shabbos morning, and you have to figure out how to give each kid his time. At the Shabbos table, it's the same thing. And here the division of tasks, if the wife is usually the one doing the cooking and serving the food, there's no reason why the husband shouldn't be helping clear off the table and doing the dishes at the end of the meal. There's every reason in the world why, if the wife is comfortable with it, it's a good idea that the wife do the serving so that the husband can be there and the Shabbos table can be focused on the kids. And the husband can be talking to each child, singing with the children, and having discussions with them. It's the one day a week where most people have some calm time to be with the kids. It's a beautiful thing if you could send the kids in one at a time to help, and if you could also help. But very often, if the husband gets up from the table and goes to help, so the kids go off and they play, and you lost the Shabbos table. And that's why it's more important very often that the husband sit and not help serve, rather sit with the kids and send the kids in to help, and then help clear the table, give the wife her time later at, during the meal, where she could sit and read a book or whatever it is. That's one of the reasons why I don't like when people bring home newspapers, because aside from the fact that much of what's written there is inaccurate, and is trying to form our opinions in a certain direction, which is always a problematic situation. But very often the newspaper is the big antidote to shalom bayis. At the end of the meal, you just slip over and you're attracted to this article or that article, and instead of helping do the dishes and helping clear the table and helping put the kids to bed, you're just finishing one more line. So if during the week you have your BlackBerry and your SMSs and the computer and your emails and your iPhone and your iPad and... So on Shabbos, you have the newspaper that's pulling you away from being a helpful and supportive spouse. And that's why I believe it's a good idea not to bring newspapers home for Shabbos. The rest of the week is its own question. But at least on Shabbos, be with the wife and kids. When it comes to contact with external contact, so there, the wife will very often be the one that's going to initiate contact with the children's parents in Gan, the children's mothers in Gan or in school, and bringing the kids over, and she's going to be developing that aspect of the relationship with the neighbors and things like that. But there's an aspect where it's the husband's responsibility to be representing the family externally. The proper thing is when there's a family simcha, the husband should be up there talking and should be greeting the guests and things like that. There's nothing wrong if it's both of them. But usually, out of modesty, we expect that the husband be the one that's speaking forward and, when necessary, representing the family externally. But again, this is a balance. There are many things, and there can be many scenarios where it's the wife doing it. Sometimes the husband doesn't speak the language, and sometimes when it comes to contact with kids' parents, so the wife is going to be the one with the carpool and connecting with the friend's parents. But this is, in a nutshell, an overview where people asked, this question began about 7 years ago, is there anything wrong with the husband doing dishes? How do you divide the tasks in the home? So I don't think there's anything wrong, and I don't think there's any rule that says that husbands have to do barbecues and wives have to wash dishes. If a wife likes to make barbecues and knows how, fine. If a husband and a husband should also find the time where he could help with doing the dishes and cleaning around the house. The nature of our jobs very often guides it that the husband is going to be doing less of the dishes and less of the household things. But today, that doesn't have to remain. That doesn't have to continue being the case, because very often today, the wife is working just as hard as the husband outside the house. And then it's up to the couple to see where they could help one another and not be bound by these thoughts, this is a woman's job, this is a man's job. No, we work together.